you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Oh, a quick little tidbit. On tomorrow's broadcast, you do not want to miss the Kelsey Bowler segment. We're going to highlight a brand new short film that she has just produced for the Daily Signal, and it is all about how girls who are trying to compete in competitive high school athletics across the state of Connecticut are being totally ripped off because of the trans laws that are in effect up there, and how much pressure there is on even the girls who are being cheated not to come forward and tell their story. It's really powerful. You don't want to miss that. That's on tomorrow's Kevin McCullough Radio. I was taken aback a little bit. I shouldn't be. I said in my column this week with townhall.com that Abby Johnson said in her talk from the stage on Saturday from the Alive from New York event that there will come a day in which, in the not too distant future, Americans will basically believe it unthinkable to think that abortion is legal in our country. That right now our abortion laws are competitive with China, who has a one child policy, North Korea, who aborts on demand and sometimes under command, and Vietnam. And for those three places to be the ones that reflect our abortion laws, I find really troublesome. But I get a morning show prep service that some people that send me news stories. I get it from about, 35, 40 different sources every morning. But this one that came in today had two stories back to back. Let me read you the headlines. These are both based in New York. Murderer won't face charges for killing an unborn child. The story coming from Live Action. Due to New York laws on the value of the unborn, that murderer will not face charges for killing an unborn child, but will face charges for killing the mom. So the child doesn't exist anymore. Next story in my same show prep service from this morning. Man arrested for drowning pet cat that scratched him. He called an emergency for help with the cat, and that's how the city found out that he had killed his cat. The man is arrested. He will go to jail for killing a cat who may have been rabid, attacking him. He's not allowed to defend himself and kill the cat that is actually biting him, scratching him, attacking him. That will put you in prison. But to kill an unborn child, the same type of unborn child whose fetal heartbeat we heard across Times Square in an amazing moment that I will never forget in all my life, killing that person, that living entity, will not get you jail time. Isn't that amazing? Kill a cat, go to jail. Kill a baby, nothing much happens to you at all. The world's going to lose its shiz the first day we find life on Mars, but we lose life every day, and we never shed a tear. It's really despicable. I'm Kevin McCullough.